This morning, Israel's brother is Shomer Gaon High School again. Yosef Simcha Chaim Ben. You know the father's name?
No.
Okay. Ben, what was the? Was it Sarah Chana?
Yeah.
Which after the Petirios, who was the father? We have to find out. As I said, defensively, I want to go pay a shul call in Philly, so I probably would imagine I'd go on Thanksgiving. So. I imagine most guys will be gone, so I guess if someone wants to drive them, they could. I will talk about the details, position, but I wanted to discuss now in Yoni Aloche that comes about in the Parsha. I want to talk to you today about the concept of Nisuin. We all know that Kedushin is Kesef Shtar Obia, yes? What is the function of Kedushin? Asher's the woman and everyone else in the world Kehektish. That mechanism can be created through Kesef Shtar or Bia. We actually do Kesef nowadays, of course. Back in the Talmud mine many years ago from Egyptian descent, he's actually a huge coin. I remember we used coins, but to highlight this, but we use money. The ring is considered to be money. Why a ring? It's based on the Zohar. The Rama quotes the Zohar. Usually very infrequently is the Rama quoted a Zohar, but here he does. And the minigus to use a tabas. Not engraved. Because it's engraved, it elevates the amount of money. Usually you could use a gold ring or a platinum ring. Because if you start engraving it, it elevates the price, and maybe the cow only agreed to get married if it was $1,000, maybe it's only worth $500. So once you start engraving it, it messes up to what the value is, you know what I mean? So it's not clear. We don't do shtar. There is a sheet in the Yeshivisha Olam they do this. Shekhar says you don't have to do this, but have you ever noticed at a wedding, after the reading of the ksuba, the chassan hands the ksuba to the kallah, right? So that is usually done in front of the Eid Kedushin as well. Some say that serves as a star Kedushin too as well. There's a sheet there, I think the Ravini Yeruchim or the Bala Itter holds like that. So we don't do Bia nowadays for Kedushin, right? Rav used to flog someone. It's not Sneas. It's not Sneas at all. In fact, many Sephardish weddings, they don't do Yichurim because they don't think that's Sneas. Even though the Yichurim is not Kedushin, we're going to get to that now, it's Nisuin, but many Sephardic weddings, they don't even do Yichurim. But Ashkenazi, we do the Yichurim to fulfill the Rama. Usually Sephardim always try to fulfill the Rama, but they're not fulfilling the Shiva's Rama, because they think it's not Sanduwa. But nonetheless, we don't Mekadesh with Bia, okay? There's a tshuva from Rav Sturmbach that says that, interesting, he has a Chumrah, and if you marry an Almana or a Grusha, so that means she's had B already with a man, correct? She's a widow or a grusha, yes? So when you marry her, she only really is machna herself to the new husband until she has Bia. So at least the ability to have Bia. So he holds that if you marry a widow or a divorce, you should have a bed in the Yichudim. Meaning that it really shows that the ability that you could have Bia with her if you wanted to. They don't have Bia at that time because everyone's waiting the wedding, but it should be at least Roy for that. Now most Pesulas, you don't have a bed in there, but he wanted to say once. You understand the theory though? She's not mocking herself until she's had Bia, because she had Bia already. By a Pesula, you can be Koner before that, even before the Bia. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Kiddush. So we want to point out that you guys got to know this, that the mechanism of Kedushin is Kesef Shtar or Bia. And we do Kesef Shtar, we don't do. As I said, maybe you can rely on the Kesir Saksuba, but it's just a Chumrah. The Shekhar always tells the Eid Kedushin they can go back, sit down. But in Yeshiva Sholem, they have the Eid Kedushin stay up there to see the Kesir Saksuba from the Chassan Mekala. And then, we don't do Bia because that's these, but it would work theoretically. So you have to know Kesher Shtar or Bia. Again, what is the function, Usher? Kedushin is also like a Koyama Kehekish. She becomes Usher. Okay. Now, in the good old days, as my Rebbe with Morgan Schlieke would say, Rebbe Shainan, they used to wait 12 months between the You used to wait 12 months between what? Between the Kedushin. Now, you have to know the word Kedushin is synonymous with Erusin, okay? The two words, Kedushin and Erusin, are synonymous. A lot of people mix that up. What is Nisuin? Nisuin is the second stage that allows the person to be with the cow. What's the synonym of Nisuin? Chuppah. Nisuin dash chuppah. That's a synonym to the same words, Nisuin dash chuppah. You follow me? Now, what does that create? Now, it used to be 12 months between what? It used to be 12 months between to get ready for the woman with the jewelry and the husband to get ready for the suitor. Now, we don't wait 12 months anymore. Now, the chassid cannot be with a cow until there's nisuin. Yes? The chassid cannot be with a cow until there's actually nisuin. So, if that's the case, we don't do that nowadays. We do it all one shot. So, do we commemorate a gap? Yes, we do. Rashi says in the Tshuvas that when Rabbi reads the ksuba, the Masada Kedushin, not the Masada, usually another Rav reads the ksuba between Kedushin and nisuin to commemorate that there was a gap. And Rav Shekhar tells us if the Rav wants to ever give a drasha at the wedding, he should do it after the ksuba. Not at the end of the wedding, after all the brachas. But once you see a shavu brachas, you're supposed to run them to the what? Yichuru. You follow me? Because you want to combine, you want to juxtapose the brachas that she just got, shavu brachas, with the yichuru. So you want to run them there. So it's not right that the Rav said topos for 5-10 minutes. You should read it after the ksuba. Say his drasha after the ksuba. So there is a gap, and we commemorate the gap. Follow me? You got that?
Yeah.
So that's what the ensuing purpose is. And until that time, I want to tell you, even though she's ushered everyone else to Hekdesh, until he does an ensuing, he's also ushered his own kala. Now, most of Shonim say it's the Rabbanah. There is a Ravid that claims it's the Raisin. The Ravid does claim that it is an Issa D'Raisa. The Ravid does claim that it's an Issa D'Raisa. And he says with Eirush that it's Asur. And it is an Issa D'Raisa. Okay? The Ravid claims it is an Issa D'Raisa. And that's why Prichadah says if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, Shmur Matzah, it's considered to be Baal Arusasa Beis Chama. It's like you're a Baal, you're a Arusa in your father-in-law's house. So according to the Ravid, that's Issa D'Raisa. That's why the Prichadah learned that eating matzah is an Issa D'Raisa as well. We don't accept it on both sides. We hold that having beer with your cows on the Rabbanah, and eating matzah and her festival days is only the Rabbanah too. But, well, Mike, I want you to know it. Because it shows that you need to do a formal mitzvah. Now, what I want to talk about, you have that safe right there at Tzvi? You took it already.
You have it
on the table?
No, I brought it downstairs.
Okay. So, Mike, I have it in the car. So we'll say it over, Lemaisa. We'll say it over. No. I want to finish this Nakuda because I said I was going to say this Mahalo. Then we'll continue more about Nisuin. We'll get it tomorrow. But what is Nisuin? I just want to get down. What is Nisuin? What is Nisuin? What causes Nisuin? Can anyone tell me? This guy's
got
to know.
Is that a Kedesh?
No, that's Kedushin. That's Kedushin. It's Kedushin. Star So you say Yichud, okay. Okay, Rambam says it's Yichud, number one. Chuppah, standing under the chuppah with your collars, two. Please get the five sheep.
Bring her
into your rishus, in front of the Ron. And that could be with a ton of guys. That could be with a ton of people. You brought her into your apartment, your house. Or you're renting the Yichud room. I don't know if you're really renting. I guess you're renting the whole hall, so we can count that as well. But it could be when you actually take her into your apartment. That's number three. That's the Ron. What's number four? Tyson Yuma says the Bedekin. You know what the Bedekin is? Bedekin is a Yiddish word.
Check.
You know what Bedekin is?
Check.
And when you put the veil over her head. Now, what's unique about that step? That's
before Kedushin.
Good heart. Can you do Nisuin before Kedushin? Machlokes Ritva and the Rashba, Ritva and the Rabban. So Rav Shekhar pointed out to us that even if you hold the Nisuin for Kedushin, if the guy dies, God forbid, let's say he dies, or come on, it's like fussing after the Bedekin, would she be an Almana? No. When you say that Nisuin works for Kedushin, it clicks in at the same time. Meaning when you do the Kedushin, then the Nisuin clicks in. There is a Taz that has this, in Hilfus Avelis, that has somewhat of a aura, maybe she's stickleberry, but we don't accept it. Even the Taz, I don't think he needs that.
The guy dies at the next nothing.
But you hear what I'm saying? It's very excellent art. You see that in the suit? That's the only one in the suit. Now, have you ever been in a second marriage? You ever been in a second marriage? They don't do bedekin. Because the Mishnah says the basuma is yatzah b'hinuma. The veil is only for a basuma. A woman that's a widow or divorced, you're getting remarried, you don't do bedekin. Go straight to the...
You don't even wear a bedekin.
That I don't know, but I don't know. You don't need to have a veil ever. Many chassidim are mocking on it, that veil. I know there's a big time talk with months ago from Schlusinger. They heard of him, Schlusinger sleeping? The big gong. He only is beside a kitchen, the woman wears a thick veil. So, so that's the four sheets. We didn't have a fifth. Again, what do we say? Yichuru for the Rama. Big under the hook, like Nate said, the Kala. Number three is a Chesu Shus, Laran. Number four is Tyson Yuma, you base and base from Yusham, if you neck it. What's number five, Usher? Number five is an amazing thing. You're standing under the hook with the Kala, but also the Sheva Brav is also eating the meal. So,
the meal of the wedding.
So, I remember I ate at my wedding. He said, oh, guys, you're going to leave my son hungry. But I said also to Sheik, you can shine it. Probably should have said that first, but first I said I was hungry. And second of all, I mean fasting, right? I got married about 1 o'clock in the midday on Sunday. So I was hungry. So number two though, you're fulfilling a sheath and you're showing. So you gotta make sure you wash a bench and then we'll eat. Someone tells you, but what are you doing? I mean, it's part of the mitzvah. So according to that last sheet, the three steps. Being under the canopy with her, under the chuppah. Number two, hearing the Shabbat Brachos. Number three, eating the meal. Sometimes they have food in the yichud, but there's no washing of bread. I mean, it's a sous mitzvah. You gotta wash and have bread. So those are the five sheikhs that exist by what? Exist by nesuim. You got me? So we got that. So we got three ways to do kedushin, and we have five different sheikhs of nesuim. We actually do all five. You should remark them to try to do all five. So this is very critical for the ABCs of one talking about Isha. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Do we ever have like a problem with the chassan says that he didn't eat at his wedding?
No, we don't go crazy about that. We really should. It's a mitzvah, and you're the chassan. You definitely eat, and eat like a man, should bench, shove a book, say the golf is properly. Always want to make sure you do the mitzvahs right. But the first night of your wedding life, you want to make sure you do things right. You don't want to have a guy forget Myrav. If they're getting married, I always tell, if I'm a son, you always tell the chassan you should daven Myrav, you know. Either you daven Myrav the chassan kids, but if it's in the summer, spring, a lot of times you want to daven Myrav maybe before you leave the wedding hall. You don't want to forget that for you, okay? See, nowadays, Mishnah says that they didn't say Kriyat Shema the night of the night of the wedding because he was afraid he was going to break the suit. He was nervous, the chassan. But nowadays, that switch because we don't have any kavan anyway. So anyone who thinks that they can't do it is a valgaiva. Because that implies that he has kavan and like, you know, great kavan during the year. That's the best of hand. Don't get me wrong about kavan. But Ramai said, we dive my earth like a regular guy and that's it. Because our kavan is on a higher madrega. Okay. Let's get to now. So now that we've set up that story, we'll continue that tomorrow. But I wanted to get to, I had said to you, I wanted to talk about the shlichus of Eliezer. How was Eliezer able to be shliach for the Kedusha? Presumably he was, no? Now I saw yesterday, one of the boys in Shul point out to me, Tziv writes, Yitzchak was Makadosh himself when she got there. But that's not the general approach, is that Eliezer was the one who gave over the gifts, was Masada Kedusha. I mean, not Masada Kedusha, Shlichus Kedusha. So I have a problem with this. What's my problem? An Evi Knaini cannot be a Shlich like Kabbalah. The Gemara says in Armasech, the Chavgimel Mbeis. Why not? Because not the Torah is getting Kedusha. He's not fully Jewish. So he can't relate to the Ishus. You know what I mean? Eliezer, you with me? How could he be an Evi Knaini? Cannot be a Shlich like Kabbalah except Kedusha. So how's it good? You're the Kasha? So we didn't really ask the kashya yet, because Gemara says by shlicha kabbalah, the Rambam applies it to shlicha olacha. Yes. So If you don't like the Rambam, you're in big trouble. Because the Rambam says he's bad for getting, the stomach's bad for Kedusha as well. Now the reason why Kedusha, they quote a Rimigash, the Ritfah, that Evikain is good for Shlichol Halacha for getting. Shlichol Kabbali is bad, but Shlichol Halacha is good. So does that mean he would allow Kedusha? Machlokes Beis Shmuel Avdei Meluyah. Beis Shmuel says yes. The Avdei Meluyah Moshe says no. That even according to the Rimigash, allows a Shlich, Evikain to be a Shlichol Halacha, yes? That's only for what? That's only for getting, not for Kedusha. So we're stuck again. So I want to share with you the following. This is the Mahalach I wrote in the Halachah of that third sweet. We set up the Kasha here. You got it? This is what I wrote, Lamois. So, comes out. It's a fascinating shot. This is the Mishka Rav. You know what? Maybe this is Ishus to Ben Noach. The Ramban has a line like that in the Bumas and outside of Zion. When we say the name of Nine Usher, it's not the Torah's given Kedusha, that's the Torah's given Kedusha, Isha so Yisroel. But Isha's of a Ben Noach, Isha's of a Ben Noach, he is the Torah's. Why not? You know? It might be a half true, half boy, but at least it's the Isha's the boy, right? That's what the Mishka Rav said. It's interesting. That's what the Ramban says. It's a little bit differently because the Ramban Al-Atari says, how did Yaakov marry two sisters? It was Ishus, who was outside of Eretz Yisroel. Remember the Ramban says that they only did things that what? He only observed all the things in Eretz Yisroel. Right? So maybe that's how Yaakov married two sisters. Would that help you here? Did they go out of Eretz Yisroel for this? Where was this country? Where was Lavan and Rivka's country? Come on, guys, what do you say? What country were they? No? What country were Lavan and Rivka? Haran or Aram?
Aram.
Let's Google. Is that Eretz Yisroel or not? Someone Google it. The place where Lavan and Rivka was, is that Eretz Yisroel or not? Because if it wasn't, you can what? Let's see. If it wasn't, then you could give that answer. I don't know why the Ramban says there is Ishus Ben Noach. He could have said Eretz Yisroel. But nonetheless, this is not going to help us. Why is this not going to help us, this answer? You guys tell me. I hinted to it a little. I couldn't hear you. What?
Looks like it's like somewhere in
Aram Naharaim?
I don't know if it's
Aram. Are you sure it was Aram Naharaim? First you should Google it.
I
got it. Was Aram
Naharaim?
Love and a Mesul with Aram Naharaim?
Padam Aram.
What?
Padam Aram.
Padam Aram?
It's Aram Naharaim. It's in the Bible.
So where is Mesopotamia?
Mesopotamia
is that Eretz Yisroel or not?
It's like a big
image. It's just in Mesopotamia.
Mesopotamia is several countries.
No, why don't you specifically say, was it Eretz Yisroel?
I don't think
it was. Was Aram Naharaim? It was Syria?
Probably. If it was Eretz Yisroel, then Yisroel would have been able to go.
He's all didn't go. Yeah, you're right. So it had to have been Eretz.
But he didn't go.
He didn't go. So definitely puts large. You're right. You guys, it's a good rye. I like that.
He didn't go.
So this would have been a good answer. I mean, you couldn't say that it was outside, you know, puts large. And it was Ishus. What country did he say? Syria?
You couldn't, yeah.
Why would that be a good answer?
Because they're not the tourists. They're not the tourists Ishus of Yisroel. They're the tourists Ishus of Ben Noach. Right? So if you say like that, then it's going to be good shliach, right? But also you could say that they only observed the dinim in Eretz Yisroel. This was chutz l'aretz. So maybe they'll say that, you know, for us, l'maisa, how's that going to help you, you mean?
The shliach took place in Eretz Yisroel.
He was appointed, but the actual maisa was done in chutz l'aretz.
Sure,
not until
you can't appoint the shliach or something.
No,
it wasn't.
It's going to be a for me. I don't think that answer's going to help you.
The actual maisa was happening in Israel.
No, it happened in Padan Aram where they were there. He gave over the rings, remember? He gave her all the jewelry. That served as the Kedusha.
Oh, he did that.
Yeah. So this is not going to help you. But I'm just saying, the Ramban that's Masmer about the sisters, right? The Ramban that's going to help you about the sisters, because Isha Ben Noach would have helped you on this answer. But this answer, Chutz L'aretz, won't help you. I agree with you. But Isha's the Yisrael, Isha's the Noach, and it will work. How do you prove to me How do you prove to me that Ish Benof is not good? How do you know it's not going Ish Benof? The Mishnah says in Ksubas, what does the Mishnah say in Ksubas? Where's the marker of this 12-month gap between Kedushin and Nisuin? It's in the Parsha. It says what? It says a year or 10 months, doesn't it? Mishnah and Ksubas, for the time, learns from our Parsha. So is there, put this to, that's a Mishnah Ksus Ben Zion. Do you know what it says in Sanhedrin and Zion? What does it say in Sanhedrin and Zion? There's no Erisin from Bnei Noach. The whole concept we developed today about Erisin does not exist by Ishus Bnei Noach.
Since they had Erisin, it wasn't
only, exactly, so it must be, it was not Bnei Noach. It was Ishus the Yisrael. Even though it's called a Man Tera, it was Ishus the Yisrael, no doubt. You hear what I'm saying? So you see, Mefarish, you can't give that answer. It's a great horror, no? Okay, so we need to, we're back to the kasha then, back to the drawing board. So what's the answer? I'll give you a possible answer, Tosfos Rabbah gives, then he shlugs it off. Yad Evid Kiyad Rabo. What does that mean? Better than Shlichus. If you have an Evid, he's like an extension of you. So maybe you could say that if you're working for your own master, see, an Evid can only who's of someone else's master and you appoint him, that guy's bad. But maybe if it's your own personal Evid, you follow me? Maybe you could be a Shlich. See, it's not Evid Kanani of someone else that you ask to be a Shlich, that wouldn't be good. But your own personal Evid Kanani, maybe it's an extension of your hand, it's a high level Shlich, that's good. No? It's a possible answer. You know why? Because even though it was appointed by Avram, there's a line in the North Kishim of AMA that Yitzchak, if the son loves his father, he's okay with whichever woman the father chooses for. So if he's okay with that, that's like he appointed himself. You follow me there? So it comes out that what? That maybe we have a good answer. Yad Evid Kiyad Rabo. How do you slug that up? Tosfos Rabbah says, Yad Evid Kiyad Rabo only works by what? Dinei Mamonos. Doesn't work by Yisurim. So we're back to, it doesn't work by Kedushin again. So you're back to the drawing board again. You follow me? How could the Kedushin be good? So what's the Teretz? I'll tell you the Teretz. He was Meshacharim al Tanai. He freed him. Says the Maal Diskin. Avram freed him on the condition that Rivka would be Makab the Kedushin. So once she agreed to it, that second before he gives it to her, he was a free man. Now maybe you even went to the mikveh too. For the Rambam, you have to go to the mikveh second time you become a full-fledged Jew. Maybe. Maybe you have to say you went to the mikveh too. But you heard what I'm saying? It's a beautiful answer, no? He was Meshacharim right before he gave over to Kedusha. The Shnei Tzvidim, you know, the nose bracelet, and they used the Kes Kedusha. What's the problem with this answer? We should learn Shvayim Mikra. I'm still behind. Says Evid three times after on his way back. He's free. Why would you call him an Evid? You hear the Kashi? The answer is like this. There's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that says, Medrash, amazing. It says that avadim are chashad arayis. They're promiscuous. Generally, avadim are very promiscuous. There was a concern that since Eliezer was an Evid, that he would what? That he would live with Rivka, yes, on the way back. Therefore, when they get to Yitzchak, they bring her in and they check her whether she's still a psula. That's the only time that they fulfill the condition. He was Meshacharim him on Tanai that he doesn't touch her. And they only could fulfill that Tanai when they actually got back. So Lemafreya, turns out that he was a free man.
Doesn't that mean that when the Nisuim was done, while he was still Evid then?
No.
Because
Lemafreya, he became free.
So retroactively went back to being free.
The second before he was a free man, so the Kedusha and the Nisuin, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow, God willing. The Nisuin, the Svornu says in the Pasuk that it was Achnasus and Rishus. Maser Shluchi Av L'Shluchi Abal. It was Nisuin. He writes about it. It's a one-line Sforno of Pasuk Samach. So there was Kedushin and Nisuin done like a one-shot what we do nowadays. So when he did that, he was a what? Free man. You understand what this was? The shichur, the freedom, was on condition.
What happens if he stayed with her on the way back? He wouldn't have been a free man.
He would not have been a free man. The condition would have been bad. Right, correct. Everything would have blown up. He would not have, the condition would have been bad because he wasn't a kosher shliach, and the whole thing would have gone up in smoke. That is correct. And that's why they still call him a what? That's why they still call him an Evan, the most. They still call him an Evan because, we still call him an Evan because the Tanai was not yet fulfilled. Okay? Now, in the Tziv argues and says that the Kedushin was done by Yitzchak again. Now, how is the Kedushin able to call? He never saw her before. Isn't that an Isser? That's another din, no? There's not a lot of a Kaddish woman to see her. What do you do about that, Kasher? Yitzchak never saw her.
They were cousins.
What'd you say?
He knew what she looked like because they were cousins.
Okay, interesting. An interesting gosh. What'd you say?
We saw her through qualities.
I guess you have to say that. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking based on what I just said, based on what we just said, you can answer it. Because the fact that the condition wasn't fulfilled till they actually brought her to him. He did see her. So in a sense, he did see her before the Kedusha clicked in Lamafreya. You follow me? Physically, he did see her, if you think about it. Because if he wasn't a free man, the Kedusha would have gone up in smoke. You follow what I'm saying? And it wouldn't have been a good Kedusha. So technically, he did actually see her before what?
Retroactively.
Before the Kedusha clicked in retroactively. Isn't that a chop? I just thought about that just now. I think that's a Kedusha. That answered that kasha very well. He did physically see her. Even though she had a scarf on, but he saw her,
right?
He also asked about Avram. That Avram said he never, remember that Rashi, never had seen her beauty, he didn't recognize her beauty in Mitzrayim? What do you mean never? You never saw her before? You're not allowed to marry her before you see a woman. He asked that kasha and Avram Levinu as well. You know what I'm talking about, that Rashi? Rashi says that when they were in Mitzrayim, he didn't realize how she beautiful she was. He hadn't seen her before. What do you mean he hadn't looked at her? So maybe he was never, maybe he was never stockless at her, I don't know. Obviously you can look, but it's not stare. Maybe he never stared at her. Maybe that's a shock. Whatever the case might be, we've solved this now, how in fact she could have been, Eliezer could have been a shliach. We said it was a shliach, but it's very, very possible for Mice. And now, did I mention about the brach at the Bedekin? Did I mention it to you? The brach that the Bedekin people say? Did I mention it to you? Let's close with that, and tomorrow we'll pick up about the Nisuin aspect, answer a lot of questions. You know, when you do the Bedekin, there's a brach that you're supposed to give the Kala. The father of the Kala, the father of the Chosin giver of brach, and then the Masad HaKadosh. You know what that brach is? Achosin Ha'is Laufei Revova. That she should become like myriads of people. Now, most Masadic usually say it. There are those that, there's a minority that don't, that love and said it. If love and said it, why should we do it? But on the contrary, you could say it. Most Masadic should say it because if the Russia, the biggest, the brother in the world, could conjure up a heartfelt brother for his sister, then why not say it? It must have been heartfelt. In fact, if you look at Rashi on that Tulsa, then Rashi says that was the brother in Harsina, you know? Doesn't Rashi say, what does Rashi say on that pasuk? Alfe Rebov. You have the Rashi right there in the Chumash. Because you should be myriads. I think it's the bracha of Harsinai. So when a Russian gives a heartfelt bracha, it's so sincere. Look up that Rashi. Harsinai, Alfe Rebov. You have to give the Rashi in the Chumash.
Really?
Good? Yes.
But how can we square being myriads of people at Harsinai and Kisha Kabbalah?
We're drawing you together. I'm saying, I love them, though. Say it sincerely. It's like Rabbi Yaakov Emes says, we shouldn't say Matamu Alecha Yaakov every morning. Why not? Because Bill would say, we don't accept that. Everyone says it. It's in the Siddur. It's in the Siddur. Achasim Alfa Alfa. It's in Rashi Sorrow. We say it in the margin.
Late 250s.
Plus it sounded like it was really fast. It's a long period. One of the longest parkers. That's the finish for Weiss here.
they want to bring out. So that's the bracha of Yevarchus Rifta. But let's just close with the kasha. Do you know what the poshim?
Yeah, ready.
Thank you very much. It says Alfias or Alfin Lobo. Yeah, I don't see it. Where were you pointing to? I got it. Alfin Lobo. Yes. May you become to thousands of myriads. At the Zaret, the Kabul Sobroka. May you and Rosh will see that blessed Shemel of Abdul, which you sit out in Bahar Maria, Bahar Maria. I will truly wish you spirit offspring. Yiratzon, may it be God's will. May also Azera be made, that the offspring should be for you, Lomi Shakiris. So this is Mamish Pure Lomais, it's the Bracha Lomais, that was at Har Maria. I said Har Sinai at Har Maria. So you see that this is critical, okay? That's a heartfelt Bracha. The guy could conjure up a bracha, he's a Rosh of Gomorrah, right? But he conjure up a bracha for his sister, then why not say it? So that's a very pure bracha. And the one said, that's what we want. That's what we say. Now, what does it say to Yevarchus Rivka? What does the bride say to Mesechus Kala? What is it referring to? Yevarchus Nisuin. The vault. If the Ram holds Chuppas Yichud, it took him 3 days to get home. How can it say Yevarchus Nisuin? Lovin and his cohort said Birkus Nisuin. How could you say Birkus Nisuin? It's way too early. What is the Yichud? That's the cash. We'll close it. Tomorrow we got to answer it. You got it? You got to know these snippets about the Kedushin. Okay, let's break here. I wrote up the Marmakonimus already. I'm going to photocopy them now. I didn't photocopy them, but please start the Gemara and we got to do the top.